And it's time to check in with the food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. Joining me is Regional Coordinator Darren White. And the Missouri State Fair is a little over a week away. And Darren, that Tuesday is going to be a big day for the food bank. Tell me about it.
Yes, yeah, on August 14th, that Tuesday, first Tuesday of the fair, yes, it's going to be a huge day. This will be the second year that an event will be taking place. It's that there will be various FFA members there packing food to go to kids in need. And like I said, it was the second year. Last year, they packed about 52,000 bags of food for kids in need, and this year their goal is 100,000. So it's going to be a huge day taking place, and then, of course, that food goes to kids in need throughout the state of Missouri. So it won't be only coming to the food bank here in Columbia, but it goes to the other five food banks throughout the state as well. So that's a huge event taking part that day. But also there's a day-long food drive that will be taking place. So it will be roughly from 7 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock that day. And last year we collected about, I don't know, it was about 5,000 to 6,000 pounds of food. And our goal is, of course, that much or more this year. And I encourage folks to come out for that because if you bring, you get admission cost is only $2 per if you can bring two cans of food. So if you only bring two cans of food, you're getting in for $2 that day, which is huge, and that's for ages 13 plus. So that's it, you know, again, taking place all day long. And I encourage folks, if you plan on going to the fair, I encourage you to go that day and be able to help out.
Yeah, they call it $2 Tuesday, so the beyond the $2 admission, there's some other $2 specials, I think, on the fairgrounds as well. And I know Missouri Farmers Care is helping with that. You mentioned the FFA, so the ag industry really pitches in to help you out, don't they?
Right. They're been great. They've been huge. And, yeah, there's all kinds of members coming together that day. Like you said, you know, FFA, Missouri Farmers Care is hugely involved with this. So I'm greatly appreciative of them and what they're doing. And like you said, too, there are other discounts that day. You know, carnival rides, vendors, various vendors there, you'll be able to get stuff for $2. So it's going to be a great event and everyone coming together to help out.
All right, so two cans of food, $2 admission. That's $2 Tuesday at the Missouri State Fair, August 14th. I'm sure you'd take cash donations, too, even that day.
Most certainly. And as always, everyone knows, you know, what the food bank here, what we can do with the dollar, $1, $21 worth of groceries. And, yeah, so all food banks are able to turn money into food at a great rate.
All right, Darren White with me here as we're checking in with the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. The new school year is right around the corner. Good time to remind folks about your Buddy Pack program. Right. What kind of an update do you have for us?
Yes. I just want to update folks about the program. And like you said, you know, gearing up for the school year here as we are gearing up for the Buddy Pack program. As everyone, a lot of people are aware, this program goes throughout the school year. So every Friday, kids in need get a bag of food to be able to take home to supplement what they don't get over the weekend. You know, school breakfast and lunch takes place during the week, but the weekend that goes away. So this program hits that period of a time. So I encourage folks to be able to do what they can. It's $180 to support one child for the whole school year. So relatively, it's not that bad, but of course, when you multiply it by the total number of kids we're serving, it's an expensive program. So we need a lot of support from folks, companies, businesses, individuals, anyone that can help us out. And I'd like to just also stress that funds stay local. So if anyone wants to give, it's going to stay in your area to help schools, kids in that specific area. So of course, we'll take whatever you're able to help us out with, and there's a lot of kids out there that do need help, so I do hope you can partner with us.
And I know this is a year-round program. We always think about the start of school, but it's continuous to you. But really, it's a good time to think about it. Maybe it's a time you can make that commitment. Say, I'm going to sponsor a kid for an entire school year and break it down to where it doesn't cost all that much per month, right?
Right, right. It's $15 a month is what it can be. And we can do that various ways. You know, you can, of course, pay monthly. You can have automatic withdrawal. We can set it up however you would like, you know, so it's not that big of a hit at one time. Whatever you can do, we'll take it. You know, there's a lot of kids out there within the food banks, 32 counties. Every one in five kids are food insecure. Unfortunately, that seems to not get any better. So kids can't help themselves. So we're there to help them, and I just hope there's others out there that can partner with us to fight childhood hunger.
For those that are listening in, maybe they haven't caught our programs in the past, maybe new to the area, unfamiliar with the Buddy Pack program, explains how it works during the school year with the children.
Yeah. So every Friday, the kids will be given a bag of food. It's all nutritious food. Once a month is the peanut butter that will go in. You also have, you know, like a shelf-stable milk product, fruit cup, nutritional bar, and some kind of snack, and, of course, some entrees that go in there, like a can of spaghetti or ravioli or something like that. And it's all kid-friendly, easy to open. And like I said, they get this every Friday throughout the school year to help supplement what they don't have at home. You know, so roughly 265 kids at currently are scheduled to start in the program for the coming school year for Randolph County. And throughout the food bank's 32 counties, we're serving 7,500 kids. So many in need. And again, just encourage folks to do what they can to help out.
All right, Darren, let's wrap up with your contact information if folks would like to learn more about the Buddy Pack program or what the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri is doing. Give us some resources.
Sure. You can always check us out online at sharefoodbringhope.org. You can contact myself or the Food Bank directly at 573-447-1020, excuse me, I'm sorry. Yeah, 573-474-1020. Or you can contact myself at my direct line at 573-447-6603. We'll be glad to answer any questions. We can schedule a time to meet, come speak to you more about the program or whatever you want. But, just reach out to us, and we can get you updated and informed.
sharefoodbringhope.com and our radio station's a drop-off point. If you'd like to drop off a check for the Buddy Pack program, those proceeds will stay in the county you desire. And again, a reminder about $2 Tuesday and the Missouri Farmers Care Food Drive. That's August 14th at the State Fair in Sedalia. Darren, yep. Thanks for the update. We'll look forward to seeing how much you collect at the Missouri State Fair on our next program.
Yes, excited. Excited about it. I'm hoping for a good amount.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks for coming on.
Yep. Thank you.
Darren White with the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri has been my guest.